From WXXI, you're listening to Stage Notes, the music of Broadway and more, and I'm your host, Robert Hammond.
Not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember, we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. You're my favorite subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da. Everybody, da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da.
From last year's big, humongous winner, Hamilton, that was Jonathan Groff performing You'll Be Back from the original Broadway cast recording of Hamilton. In 2017, the race for the Tony is much less clear-cut than last year. In 2016, it was pretty easy to predict which show would run away with just about every statue, as Hamilton received 13 nominations and took home an impressive 11 awards, including Best Musical. This year, the awards may not be as one-sided, as there are several different shows in the running for the various big categories. And from one of the musicals that's up for Best Revival, this is the overture from the new Broadway cast recording of Hello, Dolly. Thank you.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
I was sure growing up I would live the life my mother assumed I'd live. Very Jewish, very middle class, and very straight. Where healthy men stayed, healthy men, and marriages were long and great. I smile, I don't complain. I'm trying to keep sane as the rules keep changing. Families aren't what they were. Thank God there's a husband and a child whom I adore. But then there's more. So many more. There's always more. Life is never what you planned. Life is moments you can't understand. To care about this man whom Marvin loves. But that's my life. He shared my life. Yes, that's my life. Life is never what you planned. Life is moments you can't understand. To the ground as the ground keeps shifting. Trying to keep sane as the rules keep changing. Keeping up my head as my heart falls out of sight. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all.
The wonderful Stephanie J. Block performing Holding to the Ground from the 2016 Broadway revival of Falsettos. That is up for Best Revival of a Musical.
It's
true? Must I break it off? These terrible questions. I see nothing but the candle in the mirror. No visions of the future. So lost and alone. And what of Princess Mary?
Dear Natasha, I'm in deep despair at the misunderstanding there is between us. Whatever my father's feelings might be, I beg you to believe that I cannot help loving you. He is a tired old man and must be forgiven. Please come see us again.
Dear Princess Mary, oh, what am I to write? How do I choose? What do? I shall never be happy again.
These terrible questions.
I'm so alone here.
So alone in here.
And I see nothing.
I see nothing but the candle in the mirror. No visions of the future. So lost and alone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. In 19th century Russia, we write letters.
Write letters.
We put down in writing what is happening in our minds.
Dear Natalie, a love letter.
A letter from him, from the man that I love.
A letter which I composed.
A love letter, 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 a love letter.
Natalie, 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 I must love you or die. Natalie, 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 if you love me, say yes. And I will come and steal you away, steal you out of the dark. Natalie, 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 I want nothing more. Natalie, 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 I must love you or die.
Natalie, Natalie, Natalie,
if you love me, say yes. And I will come and steal you away. Say yes. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes, yes, I love him. How else could I have his letter in my hand? I read it 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, each and every word. I love him. I love him.
Today it's all about the Tony Awards on Stage Notes, and from one of the musicals that's up for Best Musical, Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812, that was Letters.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
I put a penny in my pocket, and in a little time, that penny in my pocket had grown into a dime, and in a little longer, a quarter jingled out. I put the quarter in the teapot and I waited till the teapot had a dollar in the spout. I put the dollar in my mattress and had some pleasant dreams, till suddenly my mattress was bursting at the seams. And that's how I acquired the wealth I now possess. That little penny was the secret, yes, that penny was the secret of my success. I had a penny in my pocket, and not another sou. And with my only shay tail, I shined a rich man's shoe. He threw me down a nickel, admiring my skill. I gave the nickel to a blind man, and the blind man left me all his meager savings in his will. I bought myself a wagon for hauling blocks of ice. I cut the ice to ice cubes and got a higher price. I shaved the ice to ices for still a higher fee. A big tycoon said, very enterprising in your organizing, son, you must come work for me. En route to work next morning, I helped a lady cross. The lady was, you guessed it, the mother of the boss. The boss said, you're promoted, I need you at my side. And then I met the boss's daughter, and I wed the boss's daughter, and quite suddenly she died. I bought myself an acre, a silo and a steed. All Yonkers started buying my grain and hay and feed. And now I've half a million, but proudly I confess that in my pocket is that penny, yes, that shiny little penny. It's that penny that's the secret of my success.
One of the gentlemen up for Best Actor in a Musical, that was David Hyde Pierce performing There's a Penny in My Pocket from the revival of Hello, Dolly. Here's the gentleman from the Book of Mormon, the original guy who played Elder Price, Andrew Rannells, performing These Are the Games I Play from the 2016 revival of Falsettos, one of the musicals up for Best Revival.
I don't look for trouble. I do not accept blame. I have a good and a bad side, but they're one and the same. Ask me to arouse you, I will rise and obey. These are the games I play. I screw every morning, then bathe and drink tea. I've been playing canasta disastrously. All my recreation seems to suit me okay. These are the games I play. It's tough with love. Love's tough to show. Let me face the music. It's a song that I was waiting to hear so long, so long ago. I bet on the horses, I die by degree. I am sure his divorce is a tribute to me. Ask me if I love him, it depends on the day. These are the games I play. It's tough, my friend, love's looking strong. Play again the music, it's a song that I've been waiting to hear for much too long. Years, years too long. It hurts not to love him, it hurts when love fades. It's hard when part of him is off playing family charades. Ask me if I need him, get him out of my way. These are the games, these are the games, these are the only games I play.
Emerging from his burrow, who can see today what we won't see until tomorrow? Shaman of the shadows.
Ringer of the spring. Come on, is it a squirrel? Is it a beaver?
Cut a bull foot,
not quite either.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers, it's Groundhog Day.
We're here live from Gobbler's Knob, talking about everything. Weather.
Predictions.
Temperature.
The weather.
Thank you.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Great hat you're wearing.
Thanks, I made it myself.
Lumpy bed, ugly curtains, pointless erection. Dried flowers, damp towels, no reception. Small towns, tiny minds, big mouths, small ideas. Shallow talk, deep snow, cold fronts, big rears. One bar, one store, one clock. One diner, one bank, one cop.
The question on everyone's lips.
Chef's
lips. Do you think Bill will see his shadow? What's your...
I mean, what's not to like in a quaint little place like this? Who doesn't dig a crocheted pillowcase like this? Watercolors of bucolic vistas painted by octogenarian spinsters, and all the people just getting together for relentless analysis of the weather. Their dumb superstitions and vacuous chat. I'm sure there was a pack of Xanax in this jacket. You couldn't pay me to stay here one more night. Swear that there is no check you could write that might tempt me to stay and wake up in the morning in
Punxsutawney.
There's nothing more depressing than small town USA, and small don't come much smaller than Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day. I've not a bad word to say about small towns per se. They're nice for an hour or at a stretch, half a day. And they're perfect for a stop off on your way to somewhere else. Pretty much anywhere else. And I've no qualm at all with your small town people. I admire their balls getting out of bed at all to face another day in a shithole this small. All haystacks and horses where there should be golf courses. And one bar, one store, one clock. One diner, one bank, one cop. How can they bear it to live in a place like this? Separate from the whole human race like this? One little store selling plaid shirts and rakes, and it's hunting and fishing and half-pounder steaks. And if I have a hope of a better career than this, this is the last time I'm broadcasting here. Jesus, I have been forecasting too many years to be talking to hicks about magical beavers. When I'm done, gonna call up the station and tell them I'm through with this crap. And never again will I wake in the morning in
Punxsutawney. Is a little town with a heart as big as any town, as any small town in the USA. And there is no town greater than Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day.
Tomorrow I'll wake and I'll call up the station and tell them I'm not coming back.
Little town.
Kill Me Now.
Lucky for you, I speak with ease, both English and groundhoggies. Please stand by for imminent translation.
This brown local containeth one groundhog, the famous Philip of Punxsutawney. This sniffer of future.
From Groundhog Day, which is up for Best Musical, yes, you heard me correctly, that was Day One, a rather long song.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
A
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Gentleman who is predicted to win Best Actor in a Lead Role in a Musical. That was Ben Platt performing Waving Through a Window from the musical that I think is going to win Best Musical, Dear Evan Hansen.
Beulah walks me to church, and when we get there, I light a candle for my son.
And I do too.
I suddenly realize what that music was from my dream. It was an old hymn from when I was a kid. I haven't been to church in years, but for some reason, that song is in my head.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Where there's despair in life,
where there's despair in life, let me bring
hope. Where there is darkness, only light.
Where there is darkness, only
light. Where there's sadness, ever
so.
man here in town. He's lived here nearly his entire life. He heard that there was a rabbi diverted here, and he came to find me and tell me his story.
I was born in Poland, I think. And my parents, they were Jews. They sent me here before the war started. I still remember some of the prayers they taught me. As a boy, I was told I should never tell anyone I was Jewish, even my wife. But after what happened on Tuesday, so many stories, gone, just like that. I needed to tell someone.
During El Fagir, when most people are asleep, it is easier to pray. But at Duhur, I can feel them watching me. Sometimes I catch them when they think I'm not looking, and I can see the fear in their eyes.
Excuse me, Beulah wanted me to check on you. The library's open for anyone looking for some peace and a quiet place to pray.
Yazeh shalom, yazeh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yazeh shalom, yazeh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
O Master Rabbi, I may never say
shalom.
So must you be consoled, as to console.
Darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy.
From one of the musicals up for Best Musical, Come From Away, that was Prayer. You're listening to a Tony Award edition of Stage Notes today, and here's Mr. Josh Groban. He's up for Best Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and this is the title song.
It's dawned on me suddenly, and for no obvious reason, that I can't go on living as I am. The zest of life has vanished. Only the skeleton remains unexpectedly vile. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I drink too much. Right now, my friend fights and bleeds, and I sit at home and read, hours at a time, hours at my screen. Anything, anything, abandoned to distraction, in order to forget we waste our lives, drowning in wine. I never thought that I'd end up like this. I used to be better. And the women, they all pity me, 'cause I'm married, but not in love, frozen at the center.
yes, in the world. And everyone knows, the pretends that they don't see. Oh, I'll sort it out later, but later never comes.
And how many men before, good Russian men, believing in goodness and truth,
entered that door with all their teeth and hair, and left it toothless and bald. You empty and stupid, contented fellows, satisfied with your place. I'm different from you, I'm different from you. I still work to do something. Or do you struggle too? I pity you, I pity me, I pity you. I pity you, I pity me, I pity you.
Oh, you're looking great, Stanley. I
Bette Midler singing the title song from the new Broadway cast recording of Hello, Dolly, which is up for Best Revival of a Musical, and she is up for Best Leading Actress in a Musical. The nominations for the 2017 American Theatre Wing's Tony Award, presented by the Broadway League and the American Theatre Wing. And here's a little overview for you. Nominated for Best Musical is Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day the Musical, Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. I predict that Dear Evan Hansen is going to win the trophy. Best Revival of a Musical, Falsettos, Hello, Dolly, and Miss Saigon. And I think we can pretty much all guess Hello, Dolly would be the one I'd bet on. The nominations for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical are Christian Borle for Falsettos, Josh Groban for Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812, Andy Carroll for Groundhog Day the Musical, David Hyde Pierce for Hello, Dolly, and Ben Platt for Dear Evan Hansen. I predict that Ben Platt will take home the Tony Award. There's some people that think it will be David Hyde Pierce because of the star power, but I am going to put my money on Ben Platt for Dear Evan Hansen. And the nominations for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical, there's some fierce competition here. Dana Benton for Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. Christine Ebersole for War Paint. Patti LuPone for War Paint, Bette Midler for Hello, Dolly, and Eva Noblezada for Miss Saigon. As fierce as the competition is, I mean, think about it, Christine Ebersole, Patti LuPone, Bette Midler, all in the same category for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical, that's some star power. But I don't think there's much doubt that it will be Ms. Bette Midler who will walk home with a Tony Award. Thank you for listening to this Tony Award edition of Stage Notes. And be sure to tune in next week in recognition of LGBT Pride Month. My guest is Ari Shapiro, a host on NPR's All Things Considered. Looking forward to talking to Ari. So make sure you tune in to Stage Notes next week. Thanks so much for listening to Stage Notes today. Remember to follow the program on Twitter at Stage Notes, at Stage Notes. Should you want to email me, you may do so directly, stagenotes@wxxi.org. Stagenotes@wxxi.org. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.